In this first week after Christmas, we've been talking about John's theological commentary on the birth of Jesus. John doesn't mention Bethlehem. He doesn't mention the Magi. He doesn't mention the manger or the swaddling clothes or the peculiar circumstances of the Holy Family of Mary and Joseph as they made their way because of a census decree from Nazareth to Joseph's ancestral home in Bethlehem. What John does do is he considers the birth of Jesus, the advent, the incarnation of the Son of God, from a theological perspective. He actually refers to Jesus as the Logos, the Word. Of course, that Greek term is something much bigger than our English term, Word. But John declares from the very beginning of his gospel, in the very first verse, that Jesus is and has always been deity. There's never been a time when Jesus did not exist. He became a man, but he always was God. He was in the beginning with God, it says in John 1:2. He is the creator God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. There are some cults who say, well, yes, he made this world, but he didn't make everything. John refutes that notion from the outset when he tells us without him nothing was made that was made. Paul, in the Epistle to the Colossians, tells us that not only was everything made by him, but everything was made for him. It's amazing that these magi that Matthew tells us about intuited that through direct revelation of the Holy Spirit when they fell down before an infant and worshiped him. No one has ever been more deserving of worship than this baby in Bethlehem, whose name was Jesus. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.